Jacaranda FM.
It is now 3 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 26, Johannesburg 24, Tannin 22 degrees.
Pretoria, N1 southbound, stationary vehicle before Rigel Avenue. That's causing queuing traffic. And we've got more slow moving traffic over in Edenvale, R24 west at the N12 merge.
The National Energy Regulator of South Africa has published Eskom's proposed changes to electricity tariffs for public review. These changes aim to make pricing fairer by aligning it with actual costs for generation, transmission and distribution. The public is invited to provide feedback through consultations and hearings. To the south of Johannesburg now, where Metro Police officials are currently monitoring a protest in Nanasia. Disgruntled residents took to the streets earlier today. Here's JMPD spokesperson and Kolani Fitla.
It's understood that people who are planning to occupy these illegal structures are aggrieved with their removal, and the situation is tense with reports of passing vehicles being stoned. Motorists are urged to exercise extreme caution, avoid that area, and use alternative routes.
Botswana's new president, Duma Boko, has called for the strengthening of democracy and unity in the country. The 54-year-old politician was sworn in today after last week's historic election victory.
This is one republic, one nation under God. Lines are drawn in the sand and blown away by the wind. We cannot allow ourselves to be drawn into squabbles about where the line was and who stood on which side. The message I impart is unity, togetherness.
In neighboring Mozambique, no South Africans are trapped in the country as violent political unrest continues. This was confirmed by the Border Management Authority today. Deadly protests erupted after the October 9th elections with allegations of vote rigging. Here's the authority's Commissioner Mike Masiapato.
We are not necessarily in a bureaucratic enterprise. The key issue here is security. And that is why we say we cannot just take people into an environment that we know it is very much dangerous.
In news abroad, three people are facing preliminary charges in Argentina for crimes related to the death of Liam Payne. The former member of the boy band One Direction died last month after falling from the third floor of a hotel. A hotel employee and a suspected drug dealer are among the three individuals being investigated. And finally, there's a Star Wars trilogy in development. Producer Simon Kinberg has signed a deal with Lucasfilm to write and produce three more Star Wars films. Kinberg co-created the animated series Star Wars Rebels. I'm Chanel September, net weer hoof nuus te hier. Die nasionale energieregulator van Suid-Afrika het Eskom se voorgestelde wysigings aan elektrisiteitstariewe vir openbare hersiening gepubliseer.
Sounds like she's in a good mood, eh? Because that was her last bulletin. She leaves the building now. Are you joining me tomorrow morning for the umbite session?
No, it's going to be my colleague, Marilyn May.
Oh, is Marilyn May coming in on a Saturday? Hey, all righty. Donkey, sissy. All right, let's get back to the hits.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.